And yeah, hey, my company is Pastime Canada GPS, and I see that you are the finance manager there. You work with John Martins.
Yes.
And hey, can I bend your ear for a brief moment?
Sure.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, so my company is Pastime Canada. Are you familiar with Pastime?
No, I'm sorry, I'm not.
No, that's okay. You'll still get in the bonus round. We'll let you in. We're not going to kick you off the island. But so Pastime Canada, you know, we've been around for 15 years. We work with car dealerships and subprime lenders across Canada, and we provide the ultimate combination of GPS and then automated collection technology. So we've got a solution that's implemented in over 500 dealers across Canada right now, and it provides them a way to lower the delinquent accounts and accounts receivables by 30% and sell, you know, anywhere from 10 to 40 more cars a month and reduce repossessions and improve cash flow. And I'm just, you know, wondering, like, do you, is your dealership currently doing subprime financing in-house?
We don't do the subprime, period.
Okay.
I very rarely, like, honestly, in all the years that I've been here,
yeah,
I have very, very rarely.
That's right.
A deal that required subprime lending.
Cool.
Yeah, which has been great.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, we don't have a lot of experience.
No worries, no worries. That's exactly what I'm looking for, you know? So, I'm like, that's what I'm searching for. Is that, so you do deals with companies that have pristine credit, right? So if I come in, I go, yeah, I want that truck. You do a credit check on me. You go, great. And then...
But none of our stuff is actually done in-house.
I understand. You're third-partying it to the big five banks or other...
Our captive lender, yeah, is Scotiabank.
Cool. So let me just ask you this. If we've got a solution that could monitor and protect that collateral and asset when lending to a high-risk customer, you could close 10 to 20% more declines or turndowns per month and improve the collections for financed or leased vehicles and just be able to, like I say, sell way more cars per month with less risk. Would you want to know about that at all?
I just don't, I mean, it's probably worth knowing about, but I don't know that it would be something, quite frankly, we would be really utilizing.
Okay.
Because I don't see... Most of the customers that come in here know they're coming in because they can afford the vehicle.
Well, without a doubt. And, you know, we started, like, Pastime started in Denver, Colorado, and it's been around for, you know, numerous, you know, dozen years. And then we spread off to Canada. All 500 dealers we're working with from Vancouver to Nova Scotia all initially said the same thing. But when you go back and look at, you know, a quarter of business, right? And you look at the declines or turndowns when you're, you know, trying to get a vehicle out the door. Mm-hmm. I mean, over a quarter, guaranteed, is going to be 20 to 40 vehicles that were turned down or declined. I could be completely mistaken, but that's about the average, about 10 a month. Now, if you take 10 vehicles a month, heaven forbid it was 20 or 30, but, like...
You're absolutely right. I mean, I can certainly see where this would be a wonderful program to have for some dealers.
Yeah.
But like I said, I've been here 14 years now.
Yeah.
And I think all of last year I had one decline.
Really?
Yeah.
God, what citizens you have? I mean, that's crazy. Everyone's got like super...
dealership is in a very,
super
very...
FICO score.
Area.
Really, eh?
Yeah.
Huh.
Oakville is an incredibly wealthy area.
Really? I'm here in Vancouver. What do I know?
No, well, you guys should know that. It's true.
I didn't know that at all.
Sure, Vancouver has some pockets that are the same.
Yeah.
This neighborhood is, most of our customers are very affluent people.
Really?
Yeah.
And, like I said,
I think it'd be a great thing to have. I mean, I'm certainly open if you'd like to send me some information. I will certainly pass it along to him and we can look at it.
Well, what I was wondering is, you know, I don't want to lead you anywhere you don't want to go, and if it's not worthwhile for any of us, but, you know, if you had one turndown, but if you had 10 declines or 100 declines or turndowns in a year,
yeah,
we can turn that into 1.5 to 2 million in new revenues with zero risk, guaranteed. So, you know, you know, who knows what the next year could hold for you, but
for sure.
But you seem like an open-minded individual. Would you be flexible to maybe look at, we've created like a 10-minute online executive web briefing where we can show you in like less than 9 minutes, and then at the end you could go, wow, holy noodle, this is amazing. Or you go, yeah, that's great, but it's not for us. And I'm just wondering if the next week or two you might be free for 10 minutes. We'd love to just show it to you.
Yeah, I could certainly, I'd be open to doing that. I mean, between myself and the sales manager, sure, we could look at it.
Yeah, I mean, that's all. That's the way we do our business. Like, we show people, and then, you know, but again, you're a 14-year veteran, so you know this stuff like the back of your hand. So, you know, it may be completely a waste of 10 minutes of time. But
that's okay. I mean, it may not be something for this particular store.
Yeah.
But he does own other stores.
Oh, you see, now that's where I was about to say that, because usually... You know, the owners of the world, these are like, you know, sort of like little monopoly boards, and it's like, okay, we have dealers here, dealers there, and sometimes, you know, these guys own 7, 14, 28, you know, stores.
Yeah, exactly.
And then
it might not necessarily apply here.
Yeah.
But if it's something that we look at and say, look, it's not going to work for Oakville, but it may work for some of his others.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome, Frank. Thanks for saying that.
I'm certainly happy to look at it.
Well, that's awesome. What's your email? And then what I'll do is I'll send over some introductory information, and then I'll touch base with you and see if next week might be good after Tuesday or Wednesday or the week after.
Yeah, that's fine. My email is Franca, FRANCA.
Okay.
At Volvo of Oakville, OAKVILLE.
Okay. And just out of curiosity, because I'm so naive about this stuff, what's the attraction to Oakville? Like, why do you have all these affluent people living there?
There's a significant amount of medical personnel in this area.
Oh.
All different sorts. There's a teaching university, a medical university.
Oh, okay.
And the area itself